Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. The Missouri National Guard is now assisting Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Governor Mike Kehoe made that announcement yesterday, and here to talk about what that means is STLPR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
So, Jason, let's talk about what this order is and what it is not. President Trump's activation of Guard troops has drawn a lot of attention. In places like Los Angeles and Chicago, troops are being deployed to protect ICE personnel and facilities. Is that what's happening in Missouri, Jason?
No. And I think it's really important to point out here that this is not like what occurred in Los Angeles for several reasons. First of all, the National Guard in California was nationalized against the wishes of California Governor Gavin Newsom. And J.B. Pritzker, who's the governor of Illinois, has been very opposed to Trump doing the same type of thing in Chicago. But more importantly, what Governor Kehoe announced is basically having volunteers in the Missouri National Guard do administrative tasks that would usually be done by ICE, so ICE personnel can be focused on immigration enforcement. Now, you can disagree with the concept of what Trump is doing. You probably have seen, I mean, not you, Elaine, but you, the listener, have probably seen video of the tactics ICE is using in places like Chicago, and you may find that very bad. But it is indisputable that what Missouri National Guard personnel are doing here is very different than what is happening in Chicago and California, because they're not protecting ICE agents or ICE buildings as like enforcement occurs.
Mm-hmm. Did Governor Kehoe's announcement come as anything of a surprise?
I think it came as a surprise in the sense that, like, he didn't give any warning that it was happening. But if you listened to Governor Kehoe when he was Lieutenant Governor Kehoe running for governor, he made supporting President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement emphasis like a big part of his campaign. He signed executive orders on the first day he was in office, talking about cooperation with immigration enforcement. I think that's pretty consistent with some of the things he has said and done in the first few months of his term.
So President Trump has previously talked about the possibility of sending the National Guard into St. Louis after a railroad executive said it is not a safe place. Does that play into this at all?
No, I did not get a sense from talking with either the governor's spokeswoman or members of the legislature that the two events were connected at all. And I will just say that while Governor Kehoe did not like lambaste Trump and say we don't need the we don't need like troops here in St. Louis in a similar fashion to what's going on in Los Angeles, I don't think he was like strongly in favor of it either, because by making those remarks, like, Trump seemed to not know that like Kehoe is effectively running the St. Louis Police Department because local control ended. Mm-hmm. And having the National Guard be sent in would be, even for the biggest criticizer of state control of police, kind of premature, given that there's only been like 3 or 4 months of it. So I think similar to redistricting, apparently, this may be a similar situation where Trump and his administration just don't really know the nuances of Missouri very well.
Mm-hmm. Did Governor Kehoe say anything about why he's doing this, you know, dispatching the Missouri National Guard to assist ICE?
I think part of it was what I said before, that he supports the general immigration focus of the administration. But also, it is an opportunity for members of the National Guard who want to do a certain mission and assignment and get paid for it To do it, and it's not particularly difficult work. In fact, I talked with State Representative Bill Hardwick, who's a Pulaski County Republican, who is in the Missouri National Guard. These type of things happen all the time where National Guard's people are asked to do something the federal government is asking them to do. So it's part and parcel with that.
Mm-hmm. What was reaction among Democrats?
Pretty negative. I think it is pretty clear that what was once President Trump's highest polling issue, and that's immigration, has become a lot more unpopular when people have seen, again, the tactics ICE has used, and also the focus of ICE going after just people standing around on the street rather than what Trump and Republicans said that they were going to do, was going after people with criminal records or people accused of crimes. So, for example, Democratic State Representative Ray Reed says that this is like a publicity stunt aimed at showing how Kehoe is close with Trump. I don't know if I would characterize it as that, but I will also just say that while I'm not trying to say that this is not going to make – I'm not trying to say this won't make any difference in immigration enforcement in Missouri, but it is not the same as we have like – hopefully hammered home 100,000 times in this conversation is what's going on elsewhere. And it kind of seems on the margins by comparison.
And before we leave, you know, how others have responded, you did speak, as you noted earlier, about Representative Bill Hardwick of Pulaski County. What did he tell you that you think maybe people will receive as information that sort of helps them understand what's going on or to accept it in a particular way?
Well, if you don't like Donald Trump's immigration policies, you're not going to like this move. I don't think he was trying to argue that. What he was saying that unlike California or what is trying to be attempted in other Democratic states, the National Guard in this particular mission is under the oversight of Governor Kehoe. I provided a wacky hypothetical that if ICE broke into Bill Hardwick's house and detained him, Governor Kehoe could say, okay, I'm pulling this mission because you're out of control, basically. And that was my hypothetical, not his. But my point is, it is under the oversight of Kehoe. I understand Governor Kehoe is not universally beloved, but I think that may give people who do not like Trump's leadership a little bit more comfort that Kehoe is in charge of this and not Trump.
Mm-hmm. What next steps will we be looking for in this particular story, Jason?
So only 15 people are going to be involved with this on the outset. I'll be interested to see if that expands. I'll be interested to see if there are people in the Missouri National Guard who volunteer beyond those 15 people. Even if Donald Trump's approval ratings on immigration go below 50%, there are still a large amount of people in Missouri that support what he's doing. And I assume that some percentage of that belong to the Missouri National Guard. So I wouldn't be shocked if this expanded if there was a need to. But obviously, there has to be a reason for the National Guard to be doing this work. And if enough people are doing it, I don't think that you're really going to want National Guard's people just doing literally nothing and getting paid for it. So we'll have to see if it expands.
Well, and speaking of paid, Jason, you know, we've been talking about the Missouri National Guard helping ICE, but the thing that's leading every newscast right now, not just here in St. Louis or in Missouri, is the government shutdown. So as you think about the shutdown and locally elected, that is, officials, what's going through your head?
Well, obviously, what's going through my head is like which sort of government employees still have to work, but they're not getting paid. Military personnel are in that category. Flight attendants are in that category. But a lot of other people are going to get furloughed, and President Trump has threatened to fire like a lot of employees from the federal government because of this shutdown. So I think that's what I'm going to be watching for. But without being too cynical, this is like this. I'm making up a number here for emphasis. This is like the 400th government shutdown that I've seen since like 2013. I'm not saying they're painless or don't have consequences. I will just be interested to see if they just come up with a deal in the next 4 or 5 days and our collective attention span kind of forgets this happened. Mm. I mean, that may end up being the case, or maybe it'll go longer and there'll be some really damaging consequences to it.
And just as a fact check note here, since 1976, the U.S. government has shut down 20 times. So okay. There's a bit of historical perspective.
So I was off when I said 400.
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. Sorry about that. I will try to get better, closer to zero next time.
Sure. Jason Rosenbaum is STLPR's politics correspondent and the host of the Politically Speaking Hour on this very show, which returns this Friday. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Today's episode was produced by Emily Woodbury with our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.